So today I said a giveaway some ticket if somebody could call and sing Guyana Babu. And while chatting with the gentleman, we were talking. And I thought, started to think, is it, which was the first song that Terry did that brought him to stardom? And I think, and I don't know if I'm wrong, but I want you to help me out here, right? I thought was Nani Bele Roti Daddy Chonke Dal. Which was it?
That, well, you know, that one as well. But about I'm just so more catchy. You know, I sang that song. That one was very, Roti Daddy Chonke.
Which are you breaking up? Which was it?
That in Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that was Tun Tun Dance. That's like the first one, and I had that was prior to Guyana Babu, and I had also done Ratataya. You know, so yeah, those are the ones prior to it. They were not as popular as Guyana Babu, of course.
No, but yeah, how about Mami Bele Roti Tari? Because here's what I remembered you on a blue screen on Ken Singh's show. doing that show, Nani Bele, and then come Jamal Hussein had a show, and he did he choreographed a dance, and man, you should see that, how he was billing with his hand, a really, really great dance. But, so if you had to give the first five big tunes, starting from the first one you recorded, what are they? So give us some history. So, because you see, you wouldn't realize this, but as I would explain to our listeners coming up, that song Little Guyana, now we want to talk on that place as an iconic space now in New York, and everybody knew it as, and we want to hear that story from the mouth of Terry Gadraj. But before that, there's a lot of things that you're making history, and you know, we don't realize it when you're living in the now. You don't realize that your name and you are an iconic individual and would go down in history for many, many things. And one of them is that the world know Guyana and Guyana Babu. And everybody sings it. Jamaicans sing it. Trinidad, anywhere you go, you would hear that. That's like a national anthem. So I just wanted to know from you, what were the first recordings you did as your recollection?
You know, the first recording I did something called Soca Lambada. That time the Lambada craze was on. There was 1989. I sang a very political song about Guyana because we were going through such a hard time. People were just running away from Guyana because, you know, the PNC government, they were in power, you know, the Burnham times when they banned all the dal and the alu, like we say, potato, anything that the Indians ate, they banned. So I sang a very political song at that time. I sang a birthday song. I did Ratatayare, you know. I did the Tun Tun Dance because we used to look at all the Hollywood movies and we loved them. And like you said, I did the Bele Roti. And one of my most favorite songs that I wrote and a song that I sang is Desi from Guyana, you know, Indo-Caribbean Man.
Wow.
I'm an Indo-Caribbean man, you know, because you know, I love my culture, I love my history, I love my heritage, and I love the fact that our ancestors came from India and brought our culture to Guyana, Trinidad, Suriname, Jamaica, all these islands, you know. And Richard, only last month I was in India and I sang, and then you had all the high commissioners and all the dignitaries from all the different countries, from Mauritius, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, Fiji Island. And it was amazing to know the reception that I got from them for the songs that I sang representing Guyana.
Oh.
And now they have invited me to go back to India again at the end of August. So I cannot wait. You know, I thank God for all the blessings, sir. And
indeed,
I thank God for people like you who play the music and, you know, let your fans know, you know, what our culture is about, what our music. You give us a voice, Richard. And thank you guys so much.
Man,
you and all people in Radio Land, TV Land, for doing such an amazing job promoting our beautiful culture.
Well, you know, listen, to be honest, I mean, there's people you want to promote and some people you want to forget about. And you have always been on the front line. I mean, I'm being, you know, some people, you can't say the baby ugly. You have to be nice. Yes, the baby cute. Now, there are some ugly babies, and, you know, I don't like, people don't like to address the white elephant in the room sometimes. But there's some people singing today, and really, they have some pretty haircut. and they have some clothes fitting them tight, and they're singing with electronic kind of voice of thing. And yes, because the YouTube and the people know them, and the friends, they start billing. But genuinely, when it comes to people homegrown or naturally grown or organically grown, I mean, that song is a powerful song. If we had to put Terry Gadraj in the leagues of Calypso, then you would be like a Black Stallion. You know, the caliber of your lyrics, you know, the storytelling that you use your craft for, is amazing. That song, I'm an Indo-Caribbean Man, is a powerful part. And I'm happy to see you did a new video with it, because we need to carry that on and have the good content to share with the rest of the world. So tell us.
Thank you for mentioning that, you know, because I wanted to introduce it to the new generation, because, you know, I did that song back in 1994, you know, and like the Richmond Hill song. It was 30 years ago I wrote it, but not too many people knew, you know, who was the first one that coined the phrase Little Guyana.
And tell us that story. Tell us that story.
Well, you know what? Thank you, Richard, for the opportunity. I appreciate it, sir. But it was Pago Parade. You know, we did the very first Pago Parade on Liberty. And, you know, we going down with Swarangit Band on Liberty Avenue. And there was a gentleman, MC Kishore. He was there. And I was like, I was so shocked to see so many Guyanese out there, you know, standing both sides of the line of Liberty Avenue watching this Pago Parade playing part. I was like, oh, my God, this looks like Little Guyana. And that's the very same night I wrote the song, Richmond Hill, a Little Guyana. And I mean, you know, the rest is history. You know, fast forward 30 years later, you know, we got the recognition to co-name Liberty Avenue Little Guyana. And even the mayor of New York turned up when I did the amazing. I feel so blessed, Richard. Thank you.
And what was your role on that day when they did the unveiling of Little Guyana?
You know, so they did their thing. You know, I did the same thing, you know, us, you know, nice and quiet. We went and I performed a song, and I was very thankful for that opportunity, you know, to be there and perform the song again at the co-naming and, you know, and then again at the launch of the Little Guyana song. We had a little festival. So, you know, I'm thankful, you know, and Richard, as always, it's always about the people. Mm. You, what you do on the radio, all the sacrifices you make is for your listeners out there. And, you know, the same thing we do, we sacrifice. People would not believe the amount of sacrifices we make, from sleep to family, you know. It's amazing, you know. But I thank God at the end of the day that we are able to make an impact in the lives of our people.
Well, Terry, you know, I wish sometime I have somebody to bounce these things off for. Because, you know, there are few people who are sincere and genuine. They, you know, you name, and I don't want to call names because I don't want to offend anybody, but I want the listeners to think about this. How many artists, I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. You name which of the top 10 or 5 artists ever went out and do anything for charity? Anything. I mean, you had flood relief, they would go. Other people, Big Shot, would buy the stuff, they would go and pose and hand out. What have they done? Did they ever put a concert together or try to get other artists to work together to do something to raise money to relief? They would go. In fact, there's a big concert coming up soon in Canada for the Ukraine. And you know what? The Trinidad artists, they're not performing free. No artist is performing free. They would have to come and get paid and whatnot. These guys, they're making money, and I'm happy for that. I'm happy for that. But they can use their talent now and then and do a little something to say. Terry Gadraj has not only done that. Terry has given other young artists, no names, band, and he would do collaboration and put them in the front and push them and talk about them and give them guidance. I mean, Terry, I'm not just saying that because you're my friend and you're on the radio. These are the facts. And people listening, they could take sense from nonsense and they can tell. They know the truth. But you have been one, and I mean, not only me, but the government of Guyana have recognized this. And I remember when I went to do something for the Anna Katrina Mosque, and I asked you to come and perform.
Yeah.
And you did, and the president, the prime minister was there. And he was thanking me walking off because I had interviewed him on this program. And I said, no, I'm a Trini, you have to pay for that, so come. And I made him sing Bangali Babu, his version, with you.
And, yeah, absolutely.
And then we were invited to the president house. And me and Roshan, we went over with Hakim. And
correct.
So the people love Terry Ghatraj. We here at Shabnam Radio salute you. You know, you even receive a MCC awards, and how many years ago that was.
Myself and Draupadi. But God bless you. Thank you so much for that recognition.
No, but it shows that I'm serious and genuine in what I say about you. So thank you for always being there for our community and taking the time to chat with me whenever we want you on the phone. And Little Guyana, so that one, and you know, Terry, I was asking a gentleman earlier, he had a transmission business and how he got started. I think one of your blessings is that your parents are alive to see your success.
Yeah.
I wish I could sit with them one day and talk to them, because what they would have seen, I mean, Terry grew up in front of them, there's a little baby, and now Terry is here, and Terry, I mean, they must be the proudest parents.
Oh yeah, it's amazing, and I'm so thankful, you know. And you know, things like that make me want to do more and do more, and they keep me humble, they keep my feet on the ground, and that makes me not forget my roots. And that's why I love helping people. Charitable work, close my eyes, I do it, you know. And I'm not ashamed to say I do free events to
you
help
do.
People, mm-hmm. and any charitable organization, it doesn't matter what it is, Hindu, Muslim, Christian, black, white, it no matter. At the end of the day, you're helping somebody, you know, and I love doing it. For me, it's an honor to do it. And, you know, a lot of people, like, bash me, oh, you're singing with this artist, they have no name, they can't sing, da-da-da-da. But, you know, I believe in helping others. How else are we going to consider ourselves to be good human beings if we cannot uplift others who need that help? So, you know, I give them that opportunity so my fans can become their fans, you know, and at least I give them that opportunity. It's up to them if they want to succeed or fail or follow up, you know. But at the end of the day, I want to say, you know, I did my part. And like you, Richard, you give that opportunity to lots of artists. You give them a voice on your platform, radio, TV, Caribbean Showtime. Keep up the amazing work we're doing. And, you know, I am forever grateful for all the opportunities provided for me and other artists as well. And, you know, you're not biased. Oh, you got to be, I'm Trinidadian. It's only, no, you give love to everybody, man. And I really admire that in you.
Thanks, man. So where are you today? Because, you know, people don't know this. Every weekend, Terry is booked. And I think he's the most hired and booked artist in the world. Not even the big names. I mean, we're talking not money, how much they might make the rock stars. But every week, this guy is somewhere. So where are you right now, if you don't mind?
So we did an event in Miami last night, and now we're driving to Ocala. We're like approaching the Orlando air vicinity, and we're heading into Ocala, where we're doing another event tonight. And next week, I'm doing an event in Brampton Fairgrounds. So, you know, I'm so happy to be there. You know, it'll be a free event, free parking, free admission. And then the following week, we are in Cancun, Mexico, doing a Duck Curry event.
Yes.
And, you know, it just goes on and on. You know, I have Dubai and India at the end of August as well. So, Richard, I
see what I'm telling you. Every week, this guy, Dubai and India and all kind of things. Now, Mr. Nora Singh, we've been doing a campaign for him here for that one. And I'm still thinking if I could try and make it down to it. So, you never know. So, I might hook up with you. But for sure, next week when you're in town, we'll talk to you again. I want to play for listeners as we do this one. Terry, help me do the honors and let them know we are about to share with them Little Guyana, and tell us some of the artists on it.
Very nice. Thank you, Richard. Yeah, this song I wrote back in 1992, 30 years ago, and we finally got the recognition, co-naming Liberty Avenue, Little Guyana, and I hope they do something for Trinidad as well, because there's a big Trinidad community in the Richmond Hill area. But this song here is like a redo, produced by Backyard Studios, Raymond Ramnarayan, you know, Richard did the music, and all the young singers from Guyana. We have Vicati Singh, we have Tony Cutts, and we have Mr. Randy Reckless featured here as well. So yes, this one is called Little Guyana Boomfire.
Thank you, Terry Godrej. Let's enjoy it together.
Thank you, Richard. Richmond Hill, a little Guyana. 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 So everybody celebrate. Raise your flag in the air. Celebrate. Jump up like if you don't care. Celebrate. Put up all your hand in the air. Hand in the air. Hand in the air. Hand in the air. Richmond Hill, a little Guyana. 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 Richmond Hill, me and the boys, then we went to chill. Wanted to feel like we in Guyana, so we went down there, check out them daughters. When me bust the corner, me hear the song. Kaike pan banaras wala khul jai band kar ka taala. Kaike pan banaras wala khul jai band kar ka taala. Fir jo aisa kare dhamal, seedhi kar de sab ki chaan. Chora ganga kinare wala. To the mighty best, bring first place in a Richmond Hill, a little Guyana. 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 Guyana, where you there? Guyana, where you there? Put up your hand if you hear what I say. Guyana, where you there? Guyana, where you there? Put up your hand if you hear what I say. Little Guyana, little Guyana. We big, come and fight together. Little Guyana, little Guyana. Well, I went down to Liberty one Saturday, checking on the daughters on my way. Gap on my left, I met a gap on the right. Love me in the day and I love me in the night. He said the Guyanese girl make me feel alright. Lord, have his mercy. Dil dikhe dekho, dil dikhe dekho, dil dikhe dekho, ji. I see them gal them jumping down by Liberty. Dil dikhe dekho, dil dikhe dekho, dil dikhe dekho, ji. Richmond Hill, a little Guyana. 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 So everybody celebrate. Raise your flag in the air. Celebrate. Jump up like if you don't care. Celebrate. Put up all your hand in the air. Hand in the, hand in the, hand in the air.
Out of Guyana, but you can't take Guyana out of me.
Well, Richmond Hill, a little Guyana, and you know, we're dealing with a problem, a situation right here, right now. You know, the gentleman from Mr. the transmission guy, he contributed some conversation and answers and all that. Apparently now his name is on the list, but some white girl up there tell him no, and he's about to leave, and I don't want him to do that. So I'm trying to get Lake to see if we could fix this for him. And you know what, I like this show when we could do it like this, we could do it live. And Lake is such a gentleman, and I'm sure he would go try to fix this right now. So hold on, I want to do this on the air and see how we could fix it, because I don't want anybody who win tickets and people mess them up like this. I hate it. Don't do that. But Lake is a gentleman, and I'm sure Lake would be able to fix this if he answers the phone. And I can only imagine he's very, very busy. But his name is there. His name is the fifth name on the list. I have a copy. And, you know, he came all the way, all enthusiastic about the event. So I hope, Lake, if you're listening, anybody could get Lake. I think this is not going to happen. You know, when people give away tickets, and I don't want to, this guy, the promoter, is a gentleman. He is really one trying to make sure everything goes well. So whoever's at the door and they didn't see his name, something is wrong. I really want to get Lake. Now, The gentleman wanted to turn back, and he left already. He said the girl was really rude, and but Lake wouldn't know about these things taking place. So I definitely don't like this type of thing. And the funny thing is, these people win the tickets. I always say, I don't like people to feel in any way. Mr. Dial?
Hey.
I can't get him, but I promise
that's
you,
all right.
Your name is dead. Please, don't go back home now. If you could, you could tell the lady it's number 5 on the list. I would text you the list now. You could open it and you would see your name is there.
Not a second headache, man. Oh, boy, you know, things happen, you know?
No, but...
I know. It was embarrassing to you, know?
Embarrassing to you? I can't have you with your wife. A man comes so far and a girlfriend.
Why, what's that?
But, you know, because I get a bad picnic there, you know?
Yeah, no, but listen, could you do me a favor? You leave already or no?
I left ahead.
You know what?
I told you about your doctor, Miss Terry.
Yeah, I couldn't take the call.
I know, I figured that. When I came in the car, I heard your doctor, Miss Terry. I said, oh boy, you couldn't talk. That's all right.
But listen, I'm going to send you this list. I'm going to talk to Lake because we spoke at length. I begged him, don't let anybody embarrass anybody. You know what it is? When people win, look, perfect example. You doing a big business. You have your own shop. Okay, he's calling back. Hold on. Don't go. Hold on. Hey, Lake? Lake? Hi, Lake.
Hey.
Lake, it's Richard.
Hey.
You're live on the radio, and I have a gentleman, Mr. Dial from Doctor Transmission in Hamilton, won 2 tickets, and he's just leaving the parking lot there now because he said, Lake, Mr. Gentleman, explain to Lake quickly.
Hey, Lake, when I go up to the door, I gave the girl my name, Rwanda Dial, and she said, your name, she just opens your phone, she scanned it. Oh, your name not on the list. I said, check it properly. She said, your name not on the list. I said, you want to give me a phone number? She said, your name not on the list.
And his name is the 5th one on the list. And
I just turned back and walked out back.
No, come to the door.
It's all right, man. I don't leave.
No, come. I'll bring you in. Don't worry.
It's all right, Lake. It's all right.
Maybe your name wasn't on the list, but just come to the front. Don't worry.
It's on the list, though. And that's what
I'll be in the front.
You know, Lake, I asked you, please, I beg you, remember? Please. Because these people, not that they can't afford it, and it's
exactly.
Embarrassing, you know?
Exactly.
I know. Okay, I'm going to come to the front.
So if...
All right.
Okay.
Okay,
that. Okay, Mamu, please, do me a favor, go, because, you know, Lake is a gentleman. Okay, thanks. You know, to our listeners, I'm glad we had a chance to do this live. I give away a pair of tickets. Nigel Mohan purchased the ticket for Uni TNT and instruct them to call Richard. Okay, they call Richard, and I'm doing Nigel, he's a cool guy, I'm doing him a favor, I would give it away, and I recognize him and his brokerage, his real estate business. A girl won the ticket. She went and she asked for the ticket if she could get it in advance, because she don't want to come there and there's no ticket, and that's fair. The cruise is coming up next week, I believe. Now, she won this a couple of weeks ago. And they said, and I don't mind, yes, we have come to the boat, bring an idea, and you could collect it. But the part where they said, because we don't want to give it to you because you might give it away to somebody else. That's not the case, and it's not your blasted place to tell her that. And want to know how you know Richard Aziz. And you want to know if he's Richard Aziz's friend. I don't do friend thing and give away tickets. My friends could afford tickets. But the way they handled the girl, she said, you know, Richard, I don't want to go. And I have to pay for parking and get there, and the tickets aren't there. But I wouldn't be able to attend, so I wanted to give it to my sister and her husband. Now, why it is, if you win a ticket, you can't give away the tickets. I don't think that was the purpose. So I was trying now to get the tickets in advance. So I messaged them this morning, and Carlos called back, but I wasn't able to take his call. But I'm sure we'd sort it out. But as of for now, the girl said, Richard, tell them to keep it and keep the tickets. You see, when you give away anything on this program, You remember some people would give away one ticket to get promotion and give away another one? I tell them, no, I would never do that. Two tickets, so don't bother. Because I don't get paid for giving away the tickets. I give away the airtime and we give the tickets. But all I ask, don't embarrass anybody. And I said it today on the radio. I begged Lake. I said, listen, when these people come there, don't make them feel second class and make them wait. Treat them as if they were paying because they could afford it. And I don't like that. And I'm going to stand up for it. So Lake, I know he's going to take care of this. He's a gentleman, really, really nice guy. And I don't want this. But we have to do things like this live. And even after shows, when we do events and we promote, if anything goes wrong, we are not here. I don't work full-time for no promoter. The lines would be open so you can call and share and give your feedback. Because when we do this, it's only then we could do that. And we have Lake again. Hi, Lake. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Oh, hey. I don't see the guy outside of here.
Okay. He said when he came, because he left and drive away, so he was coming back. He was going to, but he was turning back. He came all the way from Hamilton and hit his girlfriend. And his spirit was dampened by the way the girl spoke to him.
Yeah.
If he comes, he would ask for you, so you could tell the girl his name.
I'm waiting here in the front room.
Okay, he would be in a few minutes. He's driving back. Thanks, Lee.
What's his name again, sir?
He's the fifth name on the list.
Fifth name? Okay, no problem.
I double check it. Thanks, brother. Thanks so much, Lee. So that's the beauty of live radio, and we have to fix it. So for now, let me play some more music, right? Well, let's see. And we'd get an update of that little... Because that man, you heard him. Whenever he called in, he's so passionate about his country and his... You know, he's a nice man and he could afford it. Honestly, he has a big business in, you know, transmission. And the man is doing well. And come on, don't do that. He could afford to buy a ticket. And Lake is not to be responsible for that. So, that's it.
ShopNomRadio.com, streaming the culture across the seas and around the world.
So let me play a song for you. So for now, we don't boat cruise ticket. Look, I would hook you up with a David Rudder ticket. I'd buy it, you'd go to your cruise, and I'd get it delivered. Uni TNT, thanks, but no thanks. Nigel Mohan, my brother, thanks. But no thanks. I know you had good intention, but I don't like people to speak to people like that. In fact, not me. The girl said, she don't want the tickets. And anybody calling to give away anything on this, come on, we need to do better than that, right? I hope to hear some good stories, because the names, we give out the tickets, and people's names, I send it to him. So Shazim and Chris and Arif, Brother Arif and Devika and Pamela and Keith and Bibi and Rafina and Zarmina and Bairo and Rohan Daya, that's his name. His name is there. But hey, hear a nice song. Shabnam Radio on a Saturday.
बाजीगर मैं बाजीगर दिल वालों का मैं दिलबर बाजीगर मैं बाजीगर दिल वालों का मैं दिलबर ओ दिल लेके दिल दिया है सौदा प्यार का किया है दिल की बाजी जीता दिल हार कर
बाजीगर ओ बाजीगर तू है बड़ा जादूगर रास्ते तू मेरे दिल में समाया, चाहत का जादू जगा के मुझको दीवाना बनाया।
पहली नजर में बनी है तू मेरे सपनों की रानी, याद रखेगी ये दुनिया अपनी वफा की कहानी। बाजीगर मैं बाजीगर, दिल वालों का मैं दिलबर।
बाजीगर ओ बाजीगर, तू है बड़ा जादूगर।
Hey, we understand that Sherry's mommy is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, mom.
दिया है सौदा प्यार का, किया है दिल की बाजी, जीता दिल हार कर।
बाजीगर ओ बाजीगर,
बाजीगर मैं बाजीगर। धड़कता है ये दिल,
बोलो ना क्या कह रहा है,
पास आओ बता दूं।
ना बाबा डर लग रहा है,
मुझको गलत ना समझना, बाजीगर मैं बाजीगर, दिल वालों का मैं दिलबर।
Hey, don't forget, tickets are still $30 and of course it's going to be a good event, all right? So I'm sure Lake is going to deal with that issue with the lady at the front and of course everything is going to go smooth. I'm glad we were able to nip it in the bud early, so please, I just got assurance from Lake that everything is adjusted now, no worries, come on down. It's going to be a fun one indeed.
Batchy is the driveway specialist. Proudly providing customers with excellent quality service, unmatched pricing, and complimentary quotes. Whether it's asphalt interlock, concrete ceiling, even residential and commercial driveway repairs, hot asphalt parking lot repairs, and yellow line painting, call 905-783-7099. Batchy, your neighborhood driveway specialist.
Guyana. Guyana Day, an indoor event at the Brampton Fairground featuring Davinder Puran, Prince JP, Reckless Randy, Ranjiv Rao. Saturday, July 16th at the Brampton Fairgrounds, 12942 Hartlake Road in Caledon. Adult tickets $30, $15 for kids. Children under 5, absolutely free. Get your tickets at Zen Restaurant, 619 Kingston Road in Ajax. Calypso Hut at 263 Queen Street, Brampton. Guyana Day is back, July 16th at the Brampton Fairgrounds.
repping me homeland from USA to London. Believe me, I'm a proud Guyanese.
Well, of course, it's continuing, and of course, we had it down there after the show. It's going to be a fun one. And those of you who want tickets, please feel free. You have my number, of course, 416-832-7293. I feel I have to go and sign up and make sure all the winners get in without anybody harassing them, alright? But I don't think that would happen because Lake took care of that. So we want to say happy birthday from to the mother of Sherry and Farouk and the gang celebrating a birthday. So Mom, here we go. Happy birthday. Hope you like this one we picked out for you.
हाँ पहले कभी ना मेरा हाल ऐसा हुआ मेरी नींद गई चैन खोने लगा कुछ तो होने लगा हाँ कुछ तो होने लगा
Happy, happy birthday, Sister Akrima Farouk. Happy birthday from all your children. Not forgetting Shanaz and the in-laws. They love you so much. And let's not talk about the grand and great-grand, okay? Happy, happy birthday, Sister Akrima. Sherry, of course, want to say how much you so love you. All your children and, of course, your daughter Sally and her mama want to wish you a happy birthday. They love you, Mom, from the Ali family, the Farouk family, and not forgetting from His Excellency Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali and his beautiful family, wishing you Allah's choicest blessing. Happy, happy birthday. Well, let me go with our next nice one here for you. I'm looking for a song for you, one of your favorites. Okay, so I have the song line up here for you, and there are two songs quickly I want to get done, and this is Sister Akrima. Those of you remember Sheikh Farouk, that was one of our dear listeners who passed, and this is they were good friends, the husband and wife, yes, but they were real buddy friends, and they were tease each other when they listened to the program. They would sing and laugh. Now this next one is not a bubbly type of song, but it's, she loved it, it's one of her favorites, and I wanted to dedicate it to you today, Mom, on your birthday. Happy birthday from yours truly, not forgetting all your children, even the ones in Guyana, and the one in Milton, and Sherry, and Farouk, and our nephews, and nieces, Nazim, and everybody, okay? Sally, and the rest of the family. Happy birthday, Ma. I have another song I wanted to share here with Nanda. Nanda, I hope you like this one, and dedicating it to you in memory of your father who left you and the rest of the family today. And it wasn't today, but a few years ago. Thank you, and let's enjoy this one. In memory of your papa.
चौदवी का चांद हो या आफताब हो जो भी हो तुम खुदा की कसम लाजवाब हो
चौदवी का चांद हो कांधों पे बादल झुके हुए जुल्फे हैं जैसे कांधों पे बादल झुके हुए आके हैं जैसे मैके प्याले भरे लाजवाब हो चौदवी का चांद हो
Well, happy birthday, Mom, and you know, Sister Klima is senior, and you know, seniors, we were talking about Alzheimer's and stuff like that, right? So I wanted to, this is one song, whenever she heard this song, she would always have a smile on her face. So again, Mom, happy birthday from yours truly and all your children. You are indeed our sunshine. Happy birthday.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamt I held you in my arms. And now that you're here, my dreams are Well, Mum, I understand that she's singing, rocking in a swing and enjoying the song. You know, and these are the things that triggers individuals, some people who has dementia. So we were happy that we could play a song to keep her company. Well, let me play this one to all the winners who won tickets on the program, and Rafina and the rest. I apologize for any inconvenience caused at the event, and hope you could enjoy the song. All right? So, thank you. Stay tuned.
भटक रही है अंधेरों में जिंदगी मेरी, इन्हीं अंधेरों में रह जाऊंगा कभी खोकर, मैं जानता हूं मेरी हमनफस, मगर यूं ही कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है,
कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है, कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है, कि जैसे तुझको
बनाया गया है मेरे लिए, कि जैसे तुझको बनाया गया है मेरे लिए। तू अब से पहले सितारों में बस रही थी कहीं, तू अब से पहले सितारों में बस रही थी कहीं, तुझे जमीन पे बुलाया गया है मेरे लिए, तुझे जमीन पे बुलाया गया है मेरे लिए। कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है कि ये बदन ये निगाहें मेरी अमानत है, कि ये बदन ये निगाहें मेरी अमानत है। ये गेसुओं की घनी छांव है मेरी खातिर, ये होंठ और ये बाहें मेरी अमानत है, ये होंठ और ये बाहें मेरी अमानत है। कभी कभी मेरे दिल में ख्याल आता है कि जैसे बजती हैं शहनाइयां सी राहों में, कि जैसे बजती हैं शहनाइयां सी राहों में, सुहाग रात है घूंघट उठा रहा हूं मैं, सुहाग रात है घूंघट उठा रहा।
यू आर लिसनिंग टू WTUR 770 AM यंगस्टाउन टोरंटो।
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ओ बल्ले भाई बल्ले, मैं तो बन गई ओनर अपनी ट्रकिंग कंपनी की, क्योंकि मैंने ली थी ट्रेनिंग उस कंपनी से जिसके हैं 500 से ज्यादा 5-star गूगल रिव्यूज। नाम है मेज कंसल्टेंसी। तो अगर आपको भी ट्रक डिस्पैचर या फ्रेट ब्रोकर स्पेशलिस्ट बनना है तो आज ही ट्रेनिंग के लिए मेज कंसल्टेंसी को कॉल करें। नंबर है 9058262919, दैट इज 9058262919। बल्ले बल्ले।
अपनी कम्युनिटी दा सब तो वड्डा वधिया क्वालिटी वाला ते सब तो पुराना सोडी फर्नीचर हर घर दी पहचान बन चुकी है।
ओ फिर बने भी क्यों ना, क्योंकि बेडरूम सेट, सोफा सेट, मैट्रेसेस, डाइनिंग टेबल, डेकोरेटिव आइटम्स, गल कीजिए सारे घर दा फर्नीचर वधिया क्वालिटी ते डिस्काउंटेड प्राइस ते मिल जांदा सोडी फर्नीचर तो 3 साल लई नो ब्याज।
142 कैनेडी रोड, ब्रैम्पटन, 9058747471।
ओ माया मेहंदी रोका या व्यादा होवे मौका, प्रेसिडेंट कन्वेंशन सेंटर।
स्वीट महल वालियां दा बिल्कुल नवा प्रेसिडेंट कन्वेंशन सेंटर, 100 तो लेके 700 तक दी कैपेसिटी ते खाना उही लाजवाब। स्वीट महल वाला प्रेसिडेंट कन्वेंशन सेंटर, कन्वीनिएंटली लोकेटेड इन बॉर्न। हुणे कॉल करो अते अपनियां पार्टियां बुक कराओ 416-433-9191, 416-433-9191।
प्रेसिडेंट कन्वेंशन सेंटर।
ਟਰੱਕਿੰਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਵੀਰੋ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣੋ, ਟਰੱਕ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਮੈਨੂਅਲ ਜਾਂ ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕ, ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਚੇਤੇ ਆਹੀ ਨਾ ਰੱਖਿਓ। ਟਰੱਕ ਦੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਲਈ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ। ਲਓ ਜੀ, ਤੀਜੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਖੋਲਤੀ ਆ, ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨੈਪਨੀ। ਆਹੋ ਜੀ, ਕੋਈ ਅਪਾਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਨਹੀਂ, ਡਰਾਈਵ ਥਰੂ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ। ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨੈਪਨੀ। ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ, ਦ ਵਨ ਸਟਾਪ ਸ਼ਾਪ। 519-622-0660 ਜਾਂ quicktrucklube.com QTL, because we care.